Blog Talk Radio.
I invite you to come on in. I invite you to come on in. Come on in. Oh, come on in. Behold, he stands at the door of your heart, and he knocks. Behold, he stands at the door of your heart, and he knocks. Behold, he stands at the door of your heart, and he knocks. My lover, come on in.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Faith on the Line on tonight. Thank and praise God for you all tuning in on tonight, on Faith on the Line on tonight. Want to let you all know to just open up your heart and just come on in to open up your heart. Come on to Faith on the Line on tonight. I thank and praise God for you all tuning in on tonight and those that may be listening those might be listening by social media or those that might be listening by Blog Talk Radio or iTunes or however you might be listening. I want you to let's invite God to come on into our heart on tonight. This is a line simply for faith and encouragement. This is a line that this thing, scripture, come from Hebrews 11:1. For the word of God tells us that For faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And I thank and praise God for his word on tonight. I thank and praise God. Another passage of scripture tells us that we walk by faith and not by sight. So that lets me know that you don't have to see what God is doing. He already working it out. He done worked it out. All he wants us to do is open up and allow it to do what it do. And I thank and praise God on tonight for everyone. You could be elsewhere. You could tune in somewhere else, but God allowed you to come on Faith on the Line on tonight. And want to let you know to be encouraged. For the word of God tells us in Psalms 27:1, the word of God tells us that the Lord is our light and our salvation. And whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of our life. And whom shall I be afraid? The word of God let us know that we don't have to fear nobody. The word of God let us know he is the light, which means he's there for us, whatever we need, whatever our wants are. The word of God tells us not to be afraid of these things that are around us, that's going on around us. All the pandemic, the violence, all the crime that's going on in certain states and certain countries. God want to let us know to don't be fearful of the things around us. The word of God tells us to think on those things that was up above, not down here on this earth. See, if we think on good things will happen. If we think on things whatsoever pure, whatsoever lovely, whatsoever of a good report, he said think on those things. And if we think on those things, it will take our minds off of the thing that's going on in the earth. The word of God tells us that he has everything in control. So I want to let you all know, just want to throw out a little encouragement to you on today, and want you to forever to be safe. You be safe even before COVID-19 came. We had to be safe. Even we had to be watchful, be prayerful. And I always say be careful. You have to, even before COVID-19 hit the earth. So God is just letting us know to trust him in everything that we do. So now as I get ready to pray, let's join our faith together. Let's go into God and let's go into prayer together, because the word says, well, there's two or three touching and agreeing, God will be in the midst. And I want to thank and praise God for letting me know that he in the midst of me while I'm praying and while I'm talking to him. He lets me know that his ears are listening to the righteous prayer. So let's begin to pray. Let's begin to put whatever we are going through with on the altar, whatever we may be facing, whatever the sickness we may be dealing with. God is able to heal like never before. According to his word, he sent his word to heal and to deliver. So let's think on those things. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I thank you right now. Heavenly Father, I thank you for being so good and so kind to us, God. But first of all, God, before, Lord God, I get into it, God, into giving you thanks and giving you praise. First of all, I want to say, let us ask you for forgiveness, God. Lord, we might have said things that hurt our sister or brother today. We might have wronged somebody in the wrong way, was not abused. Forgive us. Father God, we might not have acknowledged you in everything that you asked us to. Forgive us. Father God, I thank you right now, and forgive us for any sin that we did, Lord God. Lord, I ask that you will, Lord God, I ask that you will cause those sins to decrease so that you can increase into our lives, that we will become that person that you're calling for us to be. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, touch my sister on the phone line. Touch my brother, maybe listening. Touch those that may be wondering, God. Touch those, God, that may be down and out, God. Touch those that may be fearful. Touch those that may be need healing, God. For your word of God say in Psalms 103:3 that your word heals all sickness and diseases. Your word didn't just say one particular sickness. Your word said all sickness and diseases. Lord God, and I thank you also for Isaiah, Lord God, 53:5. For you was wounded for our transgressions. You was bruised for our iniquity. And with the chastising of your peace was upon him with your sight, Lord. Your word say we're already healed. Lord, you heal that person, God, right now. Heal them from hurt. Heal them from pain, Father. Heal them, God, from, Lord God, from discouragement. Heal them from brokenhearted. Heal them from church hurt, God. Heal them from, Lord God, any kind of abdominal pain or muscle pain or joint pain, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Maybe somebody may be dealing with eye and ear and throat. Lord, touch right now. For your word already said that you, when you came, you died, that everything that we go through with will be healed. It's already taken care of. All you want us to do, Heavenly Father, is to, Lord, receive you. Receive our healing, God. And, Lord God, I thank you right now for healing that person, Lord. Somebody, Lord God, needs you, God, to touch their marriage, Father. Lord God, I ask you to touch their husband, touch their wife, God. Begin to deliver them, God, both, God. Deliver them both, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. That they will become as one, God. As one in the spirit as well as in the flesh, God. For Lord, your word tells us, God, that Lord, a man ought to love his wife as though he do the church. And Heavenly Father, that lets me know that you love us so much, that you gave us your life, Father. That your life, Lord, will become our life. Father God, touch that husband, that he will give himself to his wife, that his wife will be, whatever she's going through with, it will, her pain will become his pain. Lord, her disappointment will begin to touch each and one of them, Father God, one by one. Begin to bring deliverance to each and one of them, Father God, one by one. Unforgiveness, God, touch their marriage. Lord God, maybe pride, maybe jealousy, or whatever the issue may be. Lord, you step in, God, and you let your word do what you sent it to do. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, look up on that person, maybe needing a job or maybe needing a finance to pay their mortgage or pay their rent, God. Somebody needs you, God, because they got an evicted letter, God. Lord God, I decree and I declare, God, that the finance will come, Lord, to their rescue. Lord, that they don't have to worry about, God, where they're going to stay or how they're going to make ends meet. Because your word tells us, Father God, that, Lord God, your word tells us, God, to ask and it shall be given. Lord, you touch their heart. You touch the heart of man, God, that they will may give unto their bosom, God. That they will be, Lord God, give them to their bosom in the mighty name of Jesus, God. That they, Lord God, that, Lord, they would have room to, enough to receive their blessing. Touch them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I speak over finance. I speak that finance will come. I speak over debt, God, that debt will be set free. I speak over, Lord God, that, Lord, everything, God, that they may be believing for, God, that you will step in and make it happen for them. Father God, I even ask you, Heavenly Father, look on that business and look up on those, that mother, God, that don't know which way, what she's going to do about her child, Lord. Lord, going to school, Lord God. They can't afford computers. They can't afford, Lord God, to homeschool their children. Begin to, Lord God, give them wisdom and knowledge, God, how to navigate to get things that they need, God. Lord, send help their way, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I thank you today. Lord, I praise you today. Lord, I love you today, God. Lord, continue to bless us, God, day by day. Continue, Lord, to touch those that, Lord God, that's, Lord God, in the earth, God, that's committing crimes and hatreds and Lord God, that destroying people's business, God, because of the chaos and everything going on around us, God. Lord, I ask that peace will come to our nation. Peace will come in the earth. Peace will come, Lord God, in our cities, God, and in our states, in our countries, and over in foreign countries, God, that you will send peace beyond us. Lord God, peace, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, because your words say that you are peace and you are love, God. And Father God, and I decree and I declare that I speak peace will come, even in the White House, God. Lord, I speak, Lord. And Lord God, I thank you, God, right now, God, that you begin to heal. Lord, touch the child, the children, God. Begin to touch their lives and begin to bless them, God. Begin to bring, Lord God, your, Lord God, open up the door of their heart, that they will begin to, Lord God, that they will begin to turn to you and become the prophets that you are calling for them to be. Become the teachers, Lord God, the prayer warriors, Father God, the ones, Lord God, that, Lord, play instruments. Touch these young people, God. Lord, so many talented ones out there. Begin to bring deliverance to their life, that the enemy can't steal them. The enemy can't have them. We block them and send them back to hell from where you come from. They will not be victim of drugs. They will not be victim of gang. They will not be victims, Father God. Oh, Lord, homosexuality. They will not be victim, Father God, nor a bullying, God. They will not be victim of gun violence. Begin to touch our young people because, Father God, your word say, God, that the children, Lord God, suffer little children to come unto them and forbid them not. For such is the kingdom of heaven. Our children can begin to bring peoples to you, God. Lord, I thank you right now. And, Father God, I ask that you would look on every church, though, every church person, every church leader, God, Lord God, that's into the buildings, God, that you will begin to teach them, God, to knowledge and understanding how to love your people, how to meet people where they at, God, and not destroy them and tear them down. In the mighty name of Jesus, because your words say you is love. And, Lord God, without love, God, there will be nobody. Father God, I thank you. In your son Jesus' name, God, I thank you. And I give your name the glory and the praise. And there's anything that I have not prayed for, touch those that are on the phone now, whatever their needs and wants. Touch those may be coming on listening later, God. Touch them, God, whatever their needs and wants are. Begin to grant their requests, God. Somebody looking for you, God, to be this, and somebody looking for you to be that. Begin to open up their door, blessing upon their life. In our son Jesus' name, Father God, I'll pray. Bless your holy name. Bless your name, Jesus. And I want to thank and praise God for you on tonight and all. And I want to let you all know to be careful this weekend and be safe and protect yourself. Wear your mask and wash your hands thoroughly because we're in a time now that things are not going to go back like it used to be. So I always say a saying, say, those that were nasty, now it's their opportunity to be clean. So I want to let you all know to be watchful, be prayerful, be watchful, and most of all, to be careful. I'm going to turn it back over to Prophet Stacy. Maybe somebody needs prayer, or maybe someone on the phone line. I'll turn it back over to her. Until next Friday, God bless you all, and have a pleasant, wonderful weekend. God bless you. Turn it back over to you, Prophet Stacy.